Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us for Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm very happy to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online or at relevantradio.com. We begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
At the very beginning of the Mass, we're given this opportunity to examine our conscience. Looking back in the past, how have we offended God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may at your prompting discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Samuel. During the time young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. One day Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again, the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said, "you called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as of yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was the one who was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep. And if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Thus all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry. Blessed the man who makes the Lord his trust, who turns not to idolatry or to those who stray after falsehood.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
Sacrifice or oblation you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come."
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew who he was. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Usually for the reflection or the homily after the Gospel, I usually use a few words, just trying to explain what that gospel is all about. And it's a wonderful gospel. We're told that Jesus went into the house of Simon and Andrew, and Simon's mother-in-law was ill. He touched her. She got well. She waited on them. And then the gospel goes on to say that Jesus went out into the area and did other things. He was curing so many different people. They were ill. They were possessed by demons. They were sick. They had various diseases, and he drove them all out, the demons, and he cured the people who were ill. I think it's a great reflection on how not only was Jesus responding to the need at that time, but he responds to our need as well. We reach out. We want to be touched. We want to be healed. We may know people who need to be healed physically, emotionally, with addictions, whatever it may be. And it's a good reflection. But I also very much like that first book of Samuel. It's always been one of my favorite stories because we're told that Eli and Samuel were in the temple area. Eli was the wise older person. And we're told that they went asleep. And Samuel heard the voice, "Samuel, Samuel." And his response was, "Here I am." And he thought all along it was Eli that was calling him. So he goes to Eli, and Eli says, "It wasn't me. Go back to sleep." And a second time he hears the word, "Samuel, Samuel, here I am." And again he thinks it's Eli. He goes back a second time. Eli says, "It's not me. Go back to bed." A third time he hears the voice, "Samuel, Samuel." And this time Eli had kind of cued him. If you see and hear that word, the voice again, it's the Lord who is speaking to you. I think Eli and Samuel both came to know that the Lord can speak to people in any which way he wants. The thing is that we need to be able to listen to that. Eli was unprepared to hear at first that it was the Lord who was speaking to him. How often do we just sit back and spend some time in prayer, and don't we want to listen to the Lord speaking to us? And don't we want to say, just as we had heard in the responsorial psalm, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. That's what the Lord is requesting of us in response to that call. I very much like it when I'm able to be at a liturgy where Bishop Ricken, the Bishop of the Diocese of Green Bay, is presiding. He takes some time after communion and simply sits down and is very, very quiet. You can almost hear a pin drop in the cathedral. He's in prayer, or at least he's listening to what the Lord has to say to him. Sometimes it seems like he's doing it too long, but whatever that time is, we all need to take some time, whatever. I've never asked the bishop, I said, what do you do during that time? Are you praying? Are you just stopping? Are you listening? I would think that he's listening. He's listening to the Lord coming to him as he has just celebrated the Eucharist and is seeking direction as to how to go forth out of that cathedral and do what it is he's called to do as a bishop. Let us pray that we take that time to listen to the Lord and to respond to him. Let us be the eyes and the ears and the hands and the mouth of Jesus after we have celebrated Eucharist, or after at least we have spent some time in prayer. Let us pray that we're open to what God has to say to us, and we're open to how he might ask us to respond. Would you please stand? We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we place before the Lord. We pray for our Holy Father and all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they will joyfully live their lives in service to the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our world and for all those who perpetrate and promote violence and terrorism, that they may come to know the peace of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, that the Son of God, who became man, will help them understand the dignity of all human persons, and that they will support the protection of the vulnerable in our midst. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those involved in pro-life work, that the fruits of their efforts may be realized one day through the end of abortion, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Bishop David Bonar on his episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Youngstown and to the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Andrea Horn, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer you with humble and contrite hearts. And pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of all the church.
Look kindly upon our service, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer may be an acceptable oblation to you and lead us to grow in charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love. His resurrection we confess with living faith. And his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Please safely extend to one another a greeting of peace.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with you.
And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. Stand now to conclude our prayer. May your healing work, O Lord, free us, we pray, from doing evil and lead us to what is right, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here today at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll enjoy it. Come back again tomorrow at the same time, New Central, for Mass. And to be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 o'clock Central Time. On this Wednesday, we pray the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Hail Mary,
full of grace.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
Noble son of the house of David,
pray for us.
Light of patriarchs,
pray for us.
Husband of the mother of God,
pray for us.
Guardian of the virgin,
pray for us.
foster father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful guardian of Christ.
Pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family.
Pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal.
Pray for us.
Pattern of patience.
Pray for us.
Lover of poverty.
Pray for us.
Model of workers.
Pray for us.
Example to parents.
Pray for us.
Guardian of virgins.
Pray for us.
Pillar of family life.
Pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled.
Pray for us.
Hope of the sick.
Pray for us.
Patron of the dying.
Pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of relevant radio.
Pray for us.
Protector of the church.
Pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer.
Pray for us.
Servant of Christ.
Pray for us.
Minister of salvation.
Pray for us.
Support in difficulty.
Pray for us.
Patron of refugees.
Pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household.
And put him in charge of all living.
Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you have chosen Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your Son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.